Well, good morning, everybody. Here we go on a blustery Friday morning for the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, we've got realty expert Caitlin Ramseth in the studio, and we'll be talking with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And we are back, and welcome to the studio, your realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It was kind of a surprise that you showed up today.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Adam today.
Yeah, well, what's he doing?
He had to go out of town. I'm sure he had to beat the snow.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of crappy out there, isn't it?
It is. I know. The snow, you know, every time we are in the talk about getting a snowstorm, I'm always like, oh, it's going to pass us. It's going to pass us. It did not pass us.
No, not this time. You know, and we've been lucky the last couple of years. It seems like Fargo always gets hammered, and we've been lucky. But
right.
I have moved snow more in the last 3 days than I have in the last 3 years, and I got to go home and do it again today.
I know. Wednesday, our snowblower broke, so I've been having to shovel our entire driveway, which is really unfortunate, but I know.
Tell him you need a raise at Berkshire to go get yourself a new one. Right. You know, we talk about the weather and all that. I guess it's like 'tis the season.
It is.
Now, there are things, you know, I live in the country, so I deal with this all the time. But there are things you need to do to take care of your house and your yard and your garage and your car. All of that during the winter. It's completely different around here in the tundra than it is in the summer. But how about some ways to maybe keep your house or your home a little safer in the winter?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to talk about. I think it's a good time to talk about that, especially with all the snow we got. I have a lot of clients this year that moved from down south, from down south up here. So I'm sure they could use some of these tips as well. So I kind of just have a list of, you know, 10 items that we can do to keep our homes safe in the wintertime, especially in the cold that we get here and all the snow that we get. So the first item I have is around the exterior of your house, you have intake and exhaust vents.
Yes, yes.
And these are usually located, you know, kind of by your like HVAC system. So just making sure that when we get heavy snow like this, that there's no snow blocking it or any ice blocking it, because it can cause your furnace to break it can also cause carbon monoxide, which is really scary. So, you know, every time it snows like this, just make sure that you're going around and checking to make sure that all of these vents aren't covered to prevent your furnace from stopping or carbon monoxide.
Yeah, and you'll see the ice form coming on the bottom of them. You end up with these really huge icicles. Just go bust them off every
just
once in a while. Easy to do. Yep.
Exactly. So it is really easy to do. You just got to make sure that, you know, as a homeowner, that you're doing your job on checking these things. So kind of going off of the carbon monoxide, making sure that your detectors inside of your home, whether it's, you know, the smoke detector and the carbon monoxide, like the dual ones that they have, or just the carbon monoxide ones, making sure that the batteries are working. Because in the off chance that we get a heavy snowstorm in the middle of the night and you're sleeping, you want to make sure that if something happens, that those detectors are going to go off to save you.
Sure.
So, they say that in the U.S., there's about like 50,000 people a year that go into the ER with carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow.
And honestly, you know, just keeping those batteries up to date in there, it's an easy way to prevent that from happening.
Sure.
So, the next item I have on here, I actually just did this one in my house. So we have a new fixer-upper we bought a year ago. It wasn't on our priority list last year, so this year we finally got around to doing it. But we have a natural gas fireplace in our house.
Oh, yep.
And we knew, so we have two dogs. They shed a lot. We knew that it needed to be serviced, cleaned out. A lot of pet hair goes around in there. So we hired someone from Grand Forks. His name is Mike. He works at Sunrooms Plus Incorporation Fire Design Center.
Okay.
We called him up. He came out right away. He was awesome. He cleaned out the entire fireplace, took it all apart, vacuumed it all out, serviced it. Because if you have a fireplace in your house, you want to make sure you're getting out all of the dust and dander and all that stuff that collects in there, because it can cause fire hazards. So
I've got one of those too in my basement, and then I've got a double-sided wood fireplace on the main floor. So I've
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we just started using ours this week after we got it serviced, and I cannot believe how much heat it puts out.
Oh yeah,
they're like, nice. We've had to turn down our furnace in our house just because it puts out so much heat.
Yep.
So if you have one of these, it's a good way to save on utilities.
It is, yes.
Okay, so going on to the next one. This one's a really big issue for my house right now, too. Like I said, we have an old fixer-upper. But when we get heavy snow like this, where it's still kind of warm outside, where the snow is melting, we have areas around our house where water collects and it pools up in our yard.
Sure.
Kind of around the foundation of our house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I knew this fall we should have put more rock around our foundation. We just didn't get around to it. So if you are someone who has areas around their house where water pools up, especially in the springtime, just making sure that you, so what we do to prevent this from getting really bad is we snow blow around kind of like the foundation of our house.
Yeah.
We have a sunroom in our backyard. So that's like our really problem area for us. So we just know, like, we know that this is a problem area. So we take our snow blower when it works and we go around and we just get the snow away from our house as best as we can to prevent the water from pooling up.
Yep.
And I know a lot of times people have issues like in their garage where water will come in.
Yeah.
So, you know, just check your weather stripping, make sure your garage is shutting down all the way, that kind of stuff to prevent that water from coming into your house. Because I know that can be very scary.
Oh, yes. Yes. Been there, done that.
I know. The next item I have is insulation in your attic. So when we get fresh, heavy snow like we just got the past few days, you're going to have like a fresh blanket of snow on your roof. If you notice parts of your roof that are melting quicker than other areas of your roof, it's a good indicator that you probably need to add insulation into your attic.
Losing heat through the ceiling, through the roof.
It does. Yeah. So what happens, this is another reason why people get a lot of ice dams on their roofs is because the heat from inside your house travels up and then it goes up into your attic. When it starts melting on the roof and then it gets cold outside, it causes bad ice dams.
Yeah, and snow on your roof is a good insulator too. So you want snow on your roof.
You
just don't want 8 feet of it. But
I know.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, things you can do too to kind of help out with your roof, especially with that wet, heavy snow that we got the past few days,
is,
you know, just take one of those. They have like the snow rakes where you can kind of start getting some down.
Yep, the big handles on them.
I have one of those. So kind of start getting some of that heavy snow off. So, yeah. Another thing you can do is cover your windows with plastic.
Sure.
So if you're someone who lives in an older house where you can, you know, you feel that those air drifts are coming in through your windows, super easy thing to do is just get some plastic and cover up those windows. It's going to save on your energy bills as well. This one's kind of an easy one. I didn't know about this when, like, you know, growing up, I didn't know about this. So I kind of just learned about this last year when I became a homeowner. But you can reverse your ceiling fans.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know that until last year.
I live in a vaulted ceiling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a must for us to reverse our ceiling fans.
It is. It can help with. So, yeah, there's like on the ceiling fans, I guess there's like a little button. And I looked at mine and we have it. So I was like, oh, okay.
You want the heat to go up.
Exactly.
Because it goes around. I used to think it was the opposite. I used to push the heat down.
Yep.
But that's not what you want to do. You want it to go up. So we reverse ours too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So reverse your ceiling fans. That's also going to help save on energy and help circulate the warm air around your house. So easy little things that you can do.
Yeah. What about sewer vents? You know anything about that? We all have these. In fact, if you look, a good way to explain it on a really windy day, you ever look and see the water is moving in your toilet? That's because it's so windy that it's coming through your sewer vent, which is usually on the roof of your house.
Yep.
Now, especially in the winter, if it starts to smell like rotten eggs or sulfur in your bathroom, your sewer vent might be plugged or it might be frozen.
Yep.
You go up on the roof, you throw some hot water down there, and it just basically goes into the toilet. But that's another thing you need to think about. So if your bathroom starts to smell like rotten eggs, probably got a plugged sewer vent. It's another easy fix here in the tundra.
I know. I wonder how many calls like the fire stations get. Because when you smell that, you usually think like, oh, there's a gas leak or something. So
yeah.
I wonder how many times they get called in and then they're like, oh, it's just your sewer.
It's your sewer vent. Yeah. Get a ladder.
Yeah.
Get some hot water and take care of it.
Right. And you know, these are things though, like living down in the South, people probably don't experience any of this stuff.
Oh, no.
So it's like when you come up here, it's almost like culture shock. Like it is a whole new world up here and you need to know these easy tips to get to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And be careful out there when you're shoveling. It's slippery. That first bit of snow we got, then it got covered up. We had a lot of ice in there. But this is also the time of the year where guys like me are keeling over, having a heart attack because they're out shoveling.
Yep.
You got to be careful. You also have to stay hydrated because when you're out doing this stuff, you might think, well, it's not 90 degrees out. It doesn't matter. You're mm-hmm. still working up a sweat. You still need to stay hydrated. You just need to be careful.
You do. And that was one of my other points is, you know, if you live by neighbors, be courteous. Help out your neighbors. If you see them out there shoveling and you have a snowblower, go help them out. You know, it's going to make their day, but it's also going to be, it's super friendly. So yeah. Be neighborly, help them out. And then I guess the last one I have here is if you are maybe selling your house and you're not living there anymore, or you move down south in the wintertime, whatever have it, and you're not living in your house in the winter months, just making sure that you're keeping your thermostat at least at 55 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, around that 60, 65 is probably a little bit better, but just making sure that those pipes are going to be insulated and not burst or anything like that.
Yeah, and also hire somebody to take care of your sidewalks because otherwise you're going to be getting a letter from the city. Pretty soon they're going to be coming and they're going to clean your sidewalks and you're not going to like the cost of what they will charge you.
Exactly. I know, especially in the spring. Time here too, you know our town, we have areas where it floods a lot, and you want to make sure that your house is going to be clear from flooding.
Yes.
So
yeah. So big plans for the weekend for you?
It's actually my birthday on Sunday.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to be helping out at the North Dakota Ballet Company. They have their dance show this weekend.
Oh.
So I'll be helping out with them, with the kiddos, you know, changing costumes and stuff like
sure.
that. So
are you like big into ballet?
So growing up, I was a dancer.
Oh, okay.
So I have a big dance background. Ballet, I mean, I did more jazz and kick, but I did some ballet. So.
Okay. I know I won't see you again before Christmas, I'm pretty sure, but do you have Christmas plans, big plans?
So for me, it's a little different this year. My boyfriend, he works at Altru. He's on call this year, and I didn't want to leave him by himself. So I'll be going home a little early, so I'll be celebrating Christmas a little earlier, and then I'll be heading back to Grand Forks.
Okay. Well, we're already starting one of our Christmases tomorrow.
I know.
I got like 9 of them. When you're from a dysfunctional family, that's very functional. That's what you do.
I know. It's almost like as you get older, you don't really need to celebrate it on the day of. Mm-hmm. As long as you get to celebrate it at some point, you're fine.
Yeah. And you know, now like our kid has got kids and, you know, he's married. And so you split them up and pretty soon there's other families that get involved. And you just kind of hope you get your chance to have a Christmas like we always did.
Mm-hmm.
But well, have a Merry Christmas. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Realty Expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that?
My number is 320-267-6692.
You have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too.
And Merry Christmas, and say hi to Adam.
I will.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. That is your Realty Expert, Caitlin Ramseth, with your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Now, we know this past week was kind of goofy with the weather and everything. We didn't do the podcast on Wednesday, but we will be back again next Wednesday. All right? Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend, everybody.